Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
Is this your first time at Art San Diego? What has it been like so far these past 2 days?
No, it's not my first time. Actually, Art San Diego, I did when they first started in Del Mar. Was an exhibitor there one time. This is obviously the first one in a while they've been able to have because of COVID. So it's good for me because I need to make a connection to the community in San Diego because I live here half the year now. I have a big following and collectors in Puerto Vallarta, where I have my gallery, but it's really important. This is a good place for people to see good art in a good venue, very professional, and I need to be in a professional space.
And it's interesting to hear that your gallery is in Puerto Vallarta because the art that's behind you is very much city-like, whereas Puerto Vallarta isn't. Yeah. And that's because you have a lot of your life. You've lived in the city and then
sure.
Vice versa.
I've traveled extensively, and I'm very interested in creating work that has a political element to it, social commentary. So this is certainly about women's issues. And then the idea of my androgynous icons, how interesting it is that they have this element of masculine and feminine energy and how much we're drawn to that and how important it is for each of us to maybe have that element in our own selves. So the element of the city in these pieces is because I did a huge collection called Architectural Whimsy, because I travel a lot, I go to a lot of beautiful places, and I paint those places. So that's been incorporated back into the work with the figures now that I'm doing some abstraction in the figurative work. So it's a little bit different way of approaching the canvas.
You said you started with Del Mar. I know we've had a few locations at Art San Diego. What do you think about the conventions there? Do you prefer it?
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful venue. And it's beautifully laid out, very professional looking. And it's bringing a lot of very professional people into the venue, which is very important. Art collectors. What do we need? We need art collectors, right? People who are interested in art, are well-heeled enough to purchase fine art, and it's necessary. So,
as an artist exhibiting their work at an event like this, what would you tell another artist? Like, what is the value of coming here, being in person?
Without a doubt, exposure in a community to have people see that you are a professional artist. Very important to have them be aware that you're more than just a hobbyist. And for me, it's been a wonderful thing to get an award because it's just a fabulous tool to be an award winner at one of these exhibitions. I did New York Art Expo many years ago, and I was a solo award winner there. So it's many years ago. So it's really nice to once again be recognized for being having excellence. So
great.
So
wonderful. Well, Kathleen, thank you for giving us all your insight and
sure.
some of your background of your life with the
yeah.
art. Is there anything you want to close out with?
Come to Art San Diego. You're missing out on a very wonderful opportunity to see some pretty amazing work. So I highly recommend it for sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcasts at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at info@redwoodartgroup.com or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page. Remember to stay in the know. Join us next time for more Art Fair Confidential.